Chapter 4. The Man Beneath the Opera House. After the disaster, Christine disappeared once again. Raoul tried to find her, but he was unsuccessful. One evening, as he was walking home, he saw Christine in a carriage. Christine! Christine! He shouted out. Then he heard a man's voice. Move on, the voice said, and the carriage moved away. Raoul thought, Christine really is in love with another man. The next morning, Raoul received a letter. Dear Raoul, there will be a masked ball at the Opera House the day after tomorrow. Come and wear a white domino. I will meet you at midnight. Christine. Raoul was filled with hope. He read the letter excitedly and decided to go. But he thought, who is this angel of music? Is Christine in love with him, or is she his prisoner? His uncertainty made him very nervous. The masked ball at the opera was a big event. All of the richest and most famous people in Paris were there. Raoul went to the ball. It was almost midnight when someone wearing a black mask came to him. It was Christine. She signaled him to follow her. They walked through crowds of people, and he saw a large man in red wearing a large hat and a skull for a mask. Many people had gathered around him. Raoul could see some words on his cloak. They said, Do not touch me. I am Red Death. Raoul followed her into one of the opera boxes. She said, Don't worry. He doesn't know we are here. But Raoul could see out into the corridor. Red Death was coming down the corridor. He's coming. He's coming down the corridor, Raoul said. Who? Asked Christine. Red Death, your angel of music. I want to see him. I want to take off his mask, he replied. Please, no, don't do it, Christine cried out, blocking his way. If you love me, please don't do it. Raoul was very angry now. You love him, don't you? He cried. Go, I won't stop you. But I hate you, Christine. You are treating me so badly. One moment you seem to love me, and the next moment it seems you don't. Go. Christine looked so sad. One day you will understand, she whispered. I have to go. Please don't follow me. Then she left Raoul and went down the corridor. The ball was still continuing, but Raoul did not want to return to it. He was not in the mood to be drinking and dancing. Instead, he walked around the opera house. As he walked miserably, he found himself walking toward Christine's dressing room. He pushed the door open and went in. A few seconds later, Christine came in. She took off her black gloves, and Raoul could see a gold ring on her hand. A wedding ring, he wondered. Who gave it to her, Red Death? She sat down on a chair, put her head in her hands and sighed. Poor Eric. Poor Eric. Eric? Raoul thought. Who's Eric? Suddenly, Raoul heard a distant sound of singing. As he listened more closely, he realized the voice was coming closer and closer. Soon, it seemed as if the voice were in the room. Eric, she cried out, you're late. The voice still continued singing. It was singing the wedding night song from Romeo and Juliet, and it was the most beautiful singing. Raoul began to understand how Christine improved so much. Christine stood up and walked toward a mirror. Raoul followed her, but he suddenly felt cold wind, and the room began to spin around. He didn't know what was happening. When everything finally stood still again, Christine had disappeared from the room. Raoul did not see Christine again until he went back to the opera. She seemed very happy to see him. Raoul, I'm so glad to see you, she exclaimed. When do you leave for the Navy? In a month's time, Raoul replied. Christine suddenly looked very sad. Then we will part forever in a month's time, she said very sadly. But we could be true to each other. We can promise to be loyal to each other, Raoul said. With tears in her eyes, she replied, I can never marry you, Raoul. Then her sad expression suddenly changed. But we could be engaged for a month. It would be our secret. All right, agreed Raoul. Let's be engaged for a month. After making their promise to each other, they spent many happy days together at the Opera House. The building was very exciting, and Christine showed Raoul all of it. One day, they walked by an open trap door, and Raoul said, You've shown me this whole building, but not the underground passageways. Let's go down. Christine's face turned white. She looked terrified. No, we are not going down there. That is his place, she said. Oh, so Eric lives down there, does he? He asked. Christine walked away and said, I don't want to talk about it. We only have a short time together. Let's enjoy it. Raoul looked back at the trapdoor. It was now shut. He shut it, didn't he? He asked. Christine didn't answer. She just walked away. Raoul ran after her and said, Look, if you are afraid of him, I can help you. I can take you away, where he can never find you. She looked at Raoul with great hope. Christine took Raoul's hand and led him up to the roof of the opera house. We can talk safely here, she said. I'll tell you everything. Raoul, you know that I never had a really good voice. Well, one night, I heard the most beautiful voice through the walls. I asked if he was the angel of music, and he said that he was. We became great friends, and he taught me how to improve my voice. My singing became wonderful because of him. Then, one day, I saw you in the audience, and I fell in love with you again. I told the angel of music about you, and he became very jealous. He said I had to choose between you and him. I was so afraid of losing him, so I pretended that I didn't know you that day in my dressing room. I see, said Raoul. Christine continued. That night, when the chandelier fell, I was very afraid, and I went to my dressing room. But everything was different. I walked toward the mirror, but then it moved and I found myself in a very strange place. Raoul thought, yes, that's like when I was hiding there. Everything was so dark. Then I saw something come toward me. It picked me up and put me on a horse. We rode off together down through the opera house cellars until we came to an underground lake. He put me into a boat and took me to a house in the middle of this lake. In the house, I could see him more clearly, but he wore a very dark, strange mask. He put me on a sofa and said, "Do not be afraid." He spoke very gently to me. "I am not the angel of music. I am Eric. I am just a man, not a ghost," he said. "Please stay here with me for 5 days. I am in love with you. I will let you go after 5 days. I promise to let you go as long as you never see my face." Then I did a stupid thing. I grabbed his mask away and saw his face. It was just like a skull with piercing eyes. He shouted at me, "You will never leave this house now that you have seen my face. You would never come back to see me again. So I will never let you leave." Then he left me alone for a while. What happened after that? Raoul asked. Well, I decided to show him I wasn't afraid of his face. I really wanted to leave that house. Even though he frightened me so much, I knew that it was the only way. At last he let me go. Did you go back? Asked Raoul. Yes, she answered. Why? The young man asked. Because I feel sorry for him. He is very lonely. Everyone who sees his face is afraid of him, she replied. Just then, they looked up to see the horrible figure coming toward them. Christine took Raoul's hand, and they ran to the other end of the roof and down the stairs in terror.